The OTV Brief with Now TV. Watch Sky Sports on the Now TV Sky Sports Pass and watch BT Sport and Premier Sports on the Sports Extra Pass.
Good morning, we hope you're well. It's Tuesday the 11th of August. I'm John Duggan and this is the OTB Brief with Now TV, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. Now, Bruno Fernandes converted Manchester United's 21st penalty of the season to earn them a place in the Europa League semi-finals. The goal came 4 minutes into extra time with United beating Copenhagen 1-0 in Cologne last night. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's side will now face either Wolves or Sevilla in next Sunday's semi-finals. They meet tonight in Duisburg. Solskjaer would like his players to be more clinical in front of goal.
I don't know how many shots we had in total, must be close to 30. Half of them probably on target, and their keeper, he had probably the game of his life. It was really good. Then again, I could say we need to be more clinical in knockout games. So, but delighted that we're through another semi-final for this team, and now the next challenge is to go one step further, or hopefully win the last one as well.
Inter Milan progressed to the semi-finals with a 2-1 victory over Bayer Leverkusen in Dusseldorf. Finn Harps won their first FAI Cup tie in 2 years last night. An early goal from Ryan Connolly gave Ollie Horgan's team a 1-0 victory over St. Pat's in Ballybofey. Cup winners in 4 of the last 5 seasons, Dundalk and Cork, are both in first-round action this evening. Dundalk play Waterford at Oriel Park, while Cork City entertain Longford Town at Turner's Cross, both games kicking off at 7:45. There's also one match in the Scottish Premiership with Dundee United hosting Hibernian. Elsewhere, the Republic of Ireland midfielder Jeff Hendrick has been linked with a move to Newcastle United in the transfer window. In golf, the Irish Open could be held in Northern Ireland in September. The European Tour may schedule the national championship for Galgorm Castle near Ballymena from September the 24th to 27th. The former Ryder Cup captain Paul McGinley has backed Rory McIlroy to come good again. McIlroy finished in a tie for 33rd at the PGA Championship in San Francisco. Form in stark contrast to that he showed before the lockdown. McGinley told OTB Sports the County Down star just needs a shot of momentum.
He's lost his confidence. He's lost his intensity. I've been saying that for a while. He's not the same guy at the moment. And you know what? Sometimes that happens. You've got to ride through it, not overthink it, and understand it and give the reasons to yourself, honestly, as to why you've lost your intensity. Is it the crowds? And, you know, is it something off the course? We don't know. I mean, he hasn't said anything. We don't know about that. But certainly he's not the player he was before, and he's making a lot of mistakes. He had 13 bogeys and a triple bogey last week. You know, when you look at the leaders, are only making 3 and 4 bogeys. You know, you're not going to win major championships with that. And that looks like a guy who's, you know, making too many mistakes. The concentration levels are not there. I don't see it's a really technical problem. And we've seen this a lot from Rory. You know, he goes into a slumber and then he'll come out of it again and he'll take off. So, you know, as fans of Rory and you know, fellow countrymen of Rory, we've just got to sit back, and it's part of the DNA of who he is, you know, and he will come out of this. He's just gone into that kind of a slumber of mediocre performances, and he's down on himself, and he doesn't have the energy levels that he would normally have, and all of a sudden then something will ignite him and he'll be up and running again. So I wouldn't be overly concerned, and I certainly don't think that he's not as good as he used to be. Yes, there are some guys coming onto the pitch that weren't on there before, and they are full of that desire and intensity, but Rory's got a game every bit, and if not better than all of those.
You are listening to the OTB Brief with Now TV. Stream live sports with the Now TV Sky Sports and Sports Extra Day or Month Pass, your sport on your terms. Now, in Gaelic games, outdoor facilities will be allowed to reopen in Laois, Offaly and Kildare. However, club games remain suspended in those counties. It follows a meeting of the GAA's COVID-19 advisory group. Non-contact training will take place outdoors, but it's capped at 15 people. Leinster back row Rhys Ruddock says they've endured their toughest pre-season to date. They'll resume their Pro 14 campaign against Munster on Saturday week at Lansdowne Road. Dan Levy and James Ryan are back training for the province, but unlikely to feature until the playoffs next month. Ruddock says the squad are raring to go.
Because we had such a long period off, guys took a break for a couple of weeks to mentally and physically freshen up, but then we were training hard on our own for a long period. So we came in as fit as you would be in season, obviously not match fit, but really fit. So that meant that the level of training from the start of this pre-season has been really higher than normal. So yeah, it's definitely been tough. But I think the newfound excitement that everyone has, realising, you know, we've had such a long break and we're nearly there to get back to playing, has kept everyone on track. And able to work consistently hard throughout.
Mark Selby needs just two more frames from this morning's session to win a semi-final place at the World Snooker Championship in Sheffield. The three-time Crucible winner leads Neil Robertson by 11 frames to 5. On the other table, Anthony McGill will resume 7-1 up on Kurt Maflin. This afternoon, Mark Williams resumes 6-2 up on Ronnie O'Sullivan. Judd Trump is back at the table, 10-6 in arrears to Kieran Wilson. Coming up on OTBAM from 7:30 this morning with Ger Gilroy and Shane Hannan, we're speaking to the boxing promoter Eddie Hearn, the former World Snooker Champion Ken Doherty, and Andy Mitten on Manchester United. You can listen or watch our shows on the new OTB Sports app. Search OTB Sports in the App Store now to download the app for iOS and Android. That's your OTB brief for this morning with Now TV. I'm John Duggan. We're back tomorrow morning from 7 a.m.
The OTB brief with Now TV. Stream live sports with the Now TV Sky Sports and Sports Extra Day or Month Pass. Your sport on your terms.